Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord you're able to be with me as we share the goodness of the Lord and the Word of God. And I've been ministering on a subject these last several days on how is faith acquired, because I sense many are just struggling in this area of feeling they are lacking faith. And one of the most encouraging words I could give you is found in Hebrews, the 12th chapter, that first and second verse. It tells us that a life of faith begins when we are born again, because Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. In other words, it wasn't your discipline, it wasn't your self-efforts, your self-help to work up faith, but it's something, a gift that God gave to you. God's given to every man a measure of faith. And so, as once we're born into God's family, then there is a process of growth that occurs. Romans 10, 17 says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so that's why it's important we be in Christian fellowship. We hear the word of the Lord preached in church or through radio or television broadcasts, that we read it ourselves. And then also, importantly, we must meditate on the word of God. That comes, and that meditation comes out of a heartfelt desire of loving God and wanting to know Him more and wanting to please Him, because the Word of God is God's will for us. There's a time we will be face to face with the Lord and we can just find out His will then. But for now, since we are limited by our physical senses and He is a spirit, He has given us a sure way that we don't have to be in doubt and or in confusion, but He's given us His word as far as the moral, the compass, the moral absolutes that are a part of His character and nature. And you know, if we would learn to put our confidence in God as much as we do sometimes in men, and if we would have unwavering faith in the promises of God as we do sometimes in just the word of men, we would see prayers answered as never before. A lot of people will trust men and put their whole confidence in men more than they will God and His word. Did you know that men will go to court many times to hold other men to their word? But when it comes to God's word, people can be so filled with unbelief that they don't want to bother God with the same problems, or they won't put forth the least fight against their adversary, against demonic powers and unbelief, to get what God has promised or to hold on to God and His word. Because, beloved, we're in spiritual warfare, and the enemy will do everything he can through oppression, through depression, through discouragement, to cause you to think and to lose heart and lose faith that God's really not going to answer that prayer. All I know is the word tells us if we'll delight ourselves in the Lord, He'll give us the desires of our heart. And that's another message. But at this point, if we fail to get prayers answered many times because we don't claim what God says He will do, and God has chosen to obligate Himself to do certain things, if we will have the confidence and faith in Him and His word and claim it done by faith. God is a faithful God. He's a good God. He's faithful to His word, and He won't do anything that's contrary to His word. God will meet His own obligations, but not on our terms or in our timetable. God will do the work on the grounds of His own revealed terms of faith, nothing wavering. Beloved, we are to blame for all failure. So the sooner and the quicker we realize the trouble and correct it, the sooner we will be able to receive what we desire from the Lord. When we read the Bible, especially the Old Testament, we see God dividing the waters. He rained manna from heaven. He sent quail. He gave water from rocks. He multiplied food. He quenched fire. He raised the dead, healed the sick, defeated all of his enemies, caused hundreds of other miraculous events to take place that are recorded in the Word. And so that's why we should read His Word for our instruction as how to build up our faith. Remember in I think it's 2 Kings, when Elisha and his servant, the city was compassed about, and the servant, when he got up in the morning, he saw all the chariots of the enemy surrounding them, and he was very concerned and anxious. And so Elisha prayed that the Lord would open his eyes. He said, "More are with us than with them." And as the servant's eyes were opened, he saw the angels of the Lord and the chariots of the Lord surrounding the city, and there were more of them than of their adversary. And so, beloved, when we fully realize what God has done in the past, that He's perfectly able to do it again, that our faith will become powerful and expectant. Listen to faith-building preaching, and if you hear anyone put down God's word or dilute the teaching of God, just get out of there and go where you hear good Bible-based faith-building preaching. And when you listen to ministers questioning God's miracles, because unfortunately, perhaps that's not in yours environment or circumstances, but they're out there. They make fun of them as being some kind of fairy tale, that really the Bible is not to be taken literally, or that it's inerrant, or else they explain the miracles away by high-sounding pseudoscientific generalizations. If we listen to things like that, our faith, of course, is going to be hindered. And we have to renounce and stay away from all such foolish theories as of the devil, right? And hold fast to the Word of God. All faith-killing, spirit-quenching, truth-destroying, man-made traditions and sects and creeds must be rejected and renounced, beloved, once and for all. God does not, he's, you know, the mind of man cannot comprehend the fullness of God, but He does not make the way of the Lord hard to understand or difficult. Isaiah says there's a highway, the highway of holiness, the highway to God, though even though He's a fool, He will not err therein. So it doesn't matter our academic ability or education or our mental ability, our IQ, or anything else, a child can understand the simplicity of God's ways. God hasn't made it hard, and He hasn't made it difficult. And multitudes have been guilty of tolerating the slander, if you will, against God and His Word by some destroyers of the faith. And God and His Word are the source of your faith, beloved, and eternal life. If you can believe God for your eternal salvation, if you really believe when you prayed that prayer, you repented of your sins, you asked Jesus into your heart and life, He made you a new creature, and by the Word of God, He's promised that you will be with Him forever, that Jesus said, He told His disciples, "I'm going to prepare a place for you." If you can believe that, which is for some future time, can we not believe for those things that Jesus said, "The Father knows the things that you have need of"? If He clothes the lilies of the field and feeds the birds of the air, how much more will He care for you, O ye of little faith? We allow the fears that the enemy would bring our way to cause us to stumble, to question the goodness of the Lord. But beloved, this is a time in which we need to stand up and say, "No, no longer, no more." Praise God. We have to understand that we have to obey the Word of God. also, that's important. Once we hear it and we read it and we meditate upon it, obedience is required, regardless of how foolish it may appear. God's ways are not our ways, His thoughts are not our thoughts, and we need to accept the Word of God as the right thing on every question and obey it, and it will be proved to be the right thing to do. God's Word will be proved to be true in every respect. The test of this age is the obedience to the faith among all nations, Paul stated in Romans 1 and 5, by whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for His name. Verse 16 says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. You know, I want to stop right now, and I just want to pray. There's more I want to share, and with the Lord's grace and your ability, we can continue on this tomorrow. But Father, in Jesus' name, I come in behalf of those who are really in a struggle in their faith right now. Lord, the enemy has assaulted them with so many doubts and fears that some have even questioned, are they really saved? And I rebuke those lying spirits from the pit of hell. I come against demonic deception and lies and oppression and unbelief and doubt. I bind that spirit of doubt and I release the faith of God. Lord Jesus, you are the author. You are the finisher. Do your work now in our hearts. Stir our hearts as never before. Help us to be childlike in our faith, where we will simply believe you, Lord, and that we will see those things you've promised, that you're not withholding from us, but that you are a good God and a loving God. And in your time, and in your way, you will provide our every need met. And we praise you and we thank you for it. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. I feel the Spirit of God just ministering to some of you. Hallelujah. You just might want to spend some time with the Lord, because He speaks. Some of you are deeply touched right now. Hallelujah. And if you need to cry, go ahead. That's all right. God's a good God and He loves you. And I love you too. I'm here for you. And if I can stand with you in prayer, that's one of my greatest privileges and a sacred honor before the Lord. I love you, dear UCM partners and my radio family. I pray for you every day. And I ask and believe for God's best in your life. The announcer will give our contact information. Love to hear from you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh.